All right, everyone, thank you for the delay. I might come through more clearly now for those who could not hear me earlier.
I'm still hearing a reverberation.
One listener has reverberation still. Does anyone else have problems hearing?
If it's long enough speaking again, it sounds okay so far.
All right. Again, we're here for a pre-hearing conference for case numbers SDD 23002 through 008. I believe we had all party representatives present except Alyssa Spark for SD 23005. Has Ms. Spark appeared? All right. Hearing that she's still absent, we'll proceed again. I'll repeat what I said earlier. I'm hoping that you all heard my recommendation to pick up the phone and try settlement with each other if you can settle either issues or the case. That's encouraged, and you all have each other's contact information. If you do not find that you can easily resolve things just with between the representatives and feel in your foot, you can use a mediator. And we have a relationship with the King County Interlocal Conflict Resolution Group that for at no cost mediation can be conducted. And all you have, party has to do is just contact my legal assistant, indicate we're interested in mediation. I contact the interlocal, they reach out to you all and schedule that. The only reason I mention it here is it's a very effective way to get it, perhaps get your issues addressed that may not occur through the legal system. My participation is essentially a thumbs up or thumbs down decision on the appeals and the legal issues. Mediation and or settlement can often bring parties to an opportunity where they can address matters that are not simply legal. I'll leave that to you to decide if you want to pursue that. If you believe you need time to address it, you can certainly mention that today, and that's mostly what we're here to address today, is just the schedule. Moving on, we also need to schedule whether any party will be bringing a pre-hearing motion, and then we'll schedule the actual date for the hearing, and then due dates for witness and exhibit lists and exchange of exhibits. Does any party have any other item they need to address as part of the procedural item, as part of the pre-hearing conference? All right, moving on then to our schedule. Does any party intend to bring a pre-hearing motion?
The district does not, district center.
The department does not. Thank you.
All right. I'll assume then that no party intends to file a written motion to either dismiss or address issues in advance of the hearing. No pre-hearing motion schedule will be set. And I'm sorry, I have to look off to my left for my other computer that wasn't working to get the calendar. We'll now look to an available hearing date and try to go identify those. But first, what we will do is I need to find out and have a sense from each of the appellants how much time you will need for your specific case. You've all been consolidated. You've all been consolidated, so I'll show up at the same time, assuming that you will have, you're talking about the same project, but you have your own individual issues, you have your own individual witnesses. Some of your witnesses may overlap. And so I will work through each of you and see if find out what you intend at hearing. Starting with, and again, you hopefully made note of your case number earlier. I don't want to try to, usually I will address you all in hearing by your last name. I don't at this point want to try to, I don't want to mess up your last name by trying to address that with the shorthand notes I took earlier. So case number SD23002, I believe that was a Mr. Brubeck?
Yes.
And how many witnesses?
I think I would have myself and one other witness and an appealing four or five departures. I think 2 hours would be adequate.
Okay. 2 hours for your witnesses to present on direct?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, very good. All right. All right. Same question for SD 23003.
I believe I'm SD 003, and similar to Mr. SD 002, I believe I have three or four departures. At this moment, I don't have any witnesses. I don't think it would take longer than an hour and a half.
Will you be presenting testimony on your own behalf?
At this point in time, that was the idea. I mean, I'm still thinking about whether I would want an attorney to present for me, but I don't know if that's even appropriate at this juncture. But otherwise, it would have to just be me, yes.
Okay. We'll assume you have one witness. You may be seeking legal counsel to represent you. Perhaps make legal arguments, but in any case, it's likely that legal counsel may call you as a witness to bring. The purpose of the hearing is to get fact testimony and to get facts introduced in the form of documents.
Right.
And so anyone speaking to the facts that is sworn in is a witness, even those of you who may be the only one speaking, whether you have an attorney or not. And so just make a note of that, and this is, again, just for you have your appeal issues. You don't have to list those for me. I just need to know how many witnesses you may be calling. That gives me an idea of how long the hearing will take.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Then moving on to SC 23004.
Hello. I would like 2 hours, and I don't have a firm answer on the details of that yet. I'm working on that.
Okay. So, please, for you and the rest of you, don't just give me a time. I've done this hundreds of times, so I know what I need to know how many witnesses you'll call. If we won't schedule you for 2 hours or something like that, I need to schedule for multiple appeals and multiple witnesses. So I just need to have a sense of your case. How many witnesses do you plan to call?
Yeah, again, this is the first time I'm going through this, and I just submitted the appeal like about a week ago. So I can. Why don't you put me down for two? That's what I have so far, and I'm, if that sounds good to you, we'll do two.
Okay, and again, I won't advise any of you on how to conduct your case, so you will all know how many witnesses you plan to call to speak to and provide fact evidence on the issues you've raised. So, 004 anticipates maybe two witnesses, and you think they'll each present for a full hour?
I am still working on it, but I didn't want to stay too much of it. I didn't want to stay a short time and get cut off, so that's why I'm asking for that amount of time.
Okay. Well, let's move away from the, just, again, you just said to me, and this is no fault of your own, you're welcome here. I do get people who've never filed appeals before, but it's best not to try to guess how much time you need if you haven't done it before, so that, let me do that. If you can tell me what you're looking for, and this is true for everyone, you happen to be on right now, but everyone keep this in mind. I'm only asking for a general estimate of your case. Things will change. I recognize as you get there. I'm just asking. No one's going to be held to if they say, I want one witness. And if they come up with two later, you see that the next item we'll get to is listing the witnesses a week or two before the hearing. And that's when you're able to do it. At this time, I'm just getting a rough estimate of what you plan to do.
Okay.
So for 004, maybe a couple witnesses, maybe an hour or two, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Now for SD 23005, not present, SD 23006, Ms. Wood.
Hello, I will not have any witnesses. It will just be me. And I will present my case.
Okay. You will be your one witness.
Right.
Okay. Keep that in mind, all of you. You, even if you are the only one speaking, you are your only witness, as it were. How long do you expect to be much time would you guess at testimony at this time, as well?
10 hours.
Okay. SD 23008 is on.
It will just be me, and I'd say 45 minutes.
Okay, one witness, approximately 45 minutes. Thank you all, that's very helpful. I'm going to ask you all a general question at the risk that you would jump in and speak over each other. If you do, just pause and let the other person go, that's fine. Does anyone anticipate, of those witnesses that you've identified, some of you have said it yourselves, so you're obviously not in this category, but does anyone anticipate calling an expert witness? Traffic expert, noise expert, something like that?
Yes, if I call a witness other than myself, it would be an expert witness.
Okay, so maybe one expert witness from Mr. Brubeck. Anyone else? All right. And again, I'm purely asking these questions for purposes of schedule. Expert witnesses tend to take a little long. They get put on cross-examination by the opposing side a little longer, et cetera. So it's helpful to know how long that may take. All right. Turning then to the applicant, Ms. Kendall. How many witnesses, how many documents also might you anticipate introducing as exhibits?
Mr. Examiner, the documents will likely be reasonably limited to the SBCI record. We will likely also include a hearing presentation exhibit from the architect outlining the partial request and the outlining the projects. Past that, that's probably all the documents that we would see. Ms. Goddard can speak to the breadth of the record that we include. I anticipate 5 or 6 documents. As part of that. As for witnesses, I would intend to call 2 expert witnesses, and that would be the extent of the district's witnesses at this time, of course, pending whatever we see from the appellant. But that's based on the appeals right now. That's what I would expect.
And of those experts, how long would you expect them to be on direct?
I would say, I hope an hour and a half, but I think it's probably more accurate to say 2 hours.
Each or?
No, total.
Okay, very one, about an hour each.
Yeah.
All right, for the department, Ms. Goddard.
Thank you. I expect no witnesses, and I expect to have 4 to 7 documents, mostly the record, project record.
Okay, and when you say no witnesses, do you anticipate you will not be testifying?
I have to defer to how it works. I don't exactly know. I would make my small presentation and offer opening or closing.
Understood. All right. So some time from department, but not a lot.
Correct.
Okay. And one last question. This is for all of you as appellants. It's a general question to all of you. Do any of you, we've had reference from the department and the applicant to the record. It sounds like a relatively small amount of documents. Does anyone anticipate introducing multiple documents beside what is in the record?
I may want to add a diagram.
Okay, so maybe a single additional document from, I believe that's Ms. Haas with SB 23008.
Correct.
And that's, again, I'm just getting a sense of volume, how many documents we might be looking at for hearing. It doesn't sound like maybe it's in the low tens. No one's saying hundreds yet.
I will have documents, Mr. Hearing Examiner. That are not in the record yet. It might be 15 or 16 that are not already in the record.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, still in a relatively low range for the number of exhibits that can come in hearings. But we do have multiple witnesses for appellants, opportunity for cross for all of those, and then 2 experts that will also be on cross by all of the appellants. We may, just on the direct time, it seems like at least a day would be appropriate, and 2 days would be necessary in order to accommodate time for cross-examination. Given the parties' understanding now of the time everyone else has for this, does anyone believe the hearing in toto, given the collective case everyone needs to be putting on and give you all full opportunity to do that, believe that we need more than 2 days for hearing? Okay. I'm actually going to bump it to 2.5 just to make sure that we have room on our calendar. It's always challenging to find time later when the second week comes to get it on the calendar. No problem, but on now, we don't have to go as long as we got scheduled. And so if we wrap up earlier, that's. So we're going to look for 2.5 days on the calendar. Now, what I'll do is identify some dates, and you will chime in if you cannot do the date. Since you've got so many people online, it's easier. I'll assume if I do not hear from you that the date works for you. There's nothing on the calendar available for my schedule until the end of July. And so the first dates I will look to for this hearing will be Tuesday, July 25th, Wednesday, July 26th, and the first half of July 27th. Do those dates present a conflict for anyone?
Is this going to be in person, or is this a Zoom meeting?
You can do it remotely. Okay. Right now, our hearing room is open. If anyone would like to come and present in person, you may do so. However, if you want to do remote, that's that predominantly most people are taking advantage of the habits they've gotten into during the pandemic in our community.
All right, thank you.
We can decide on that.
You do have some significant feedback, Ms. Oss, but I can hear you.
Yes, I do.
Ms. Oss, what I hear you asking is whether you can decide later whether you appear in person or whether you come in remotely. Yes, you can decide that up to about a week before the hearing or even less, frankly. All I need to know now is if any party has a conflict with those proposed dates, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, the first half of the day for 27th. Hearing none, the hearing will be set for Tuesday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th for the first half of the day.
And Mr. Denver, we do not have a conflict, and it sounds like you don't have any availability earlier. I just want to reconfirm that. The district is looking to start construction at the end of July. That's kind of our drop dead date, and it sounds like we may not have any available ahead of time. I just, on behalf of my client, I wanted to ask that and reconfirm.
Yes, thank you for asking. We have had a great hearing schedule, although I will say appeals are starting to come in.
Right.
More like they were 4 or 5 years ago when we were at our historic high, but this time I have hearings for the next 3 weeks, days every day of the week, so a very busy hearing schedule, and then I am out of the office for the last week of June, first week and a half of July, and have hearings as soon as I get back. So I apologize that my schedule is impacting you, but otherwise, at any other time, I think we're trying to get hearings within a month or so.
Thank you.
All right. We're set for hearing for Tuesday, July 25th, with continuance dates on the 26th and 27th. Now we need to set deadlines for you all to file your witness lists and your exhibit lists and to exchange exhibits. We'll work back from July 25th, 2 weeks before the first day of the hearing, July 11th. could I ask that you each mute? I think perhaps Ms. Austin in particular, if you could mute your microphone, it's giving feedback to everyone. Thank you. July 11th is the due date for all appellants to file your witness list and your exhibit list. So you will list on there, and you can find examples of these on our website. List your witnesses that will be participating, and list documents you will be referencing as exhibits as part of the hearing, whether those are part of the record or something you bring in independently. Please note, if you intend to provide testimony, you should list yourself as well. This is just a chance for the department, the respondents, in this case all of the other appellants, and for myself, the examiner, just to know who you plan on showing up at hearing. If you have experts, you'll want to note how long you anticipate them being on direct testimony. We're going through this, and note I will be sending out a pre-hearing order that will include all of this, but I try to go through it now since I know some of you haven't done this before, give you as much information as we can. All right, so the appellant deadline to file witness and exhibit list is July 11th. On that date, you will also need to email copies of any exhibits to all of the other parties, the other appellants, the applicant, the department, and the examiner, copies of all exhibits that you plan to introduce. The caveat to that is you do not need to give copies of exhibits that you know all other parties have. In this case, I believe the record is succinct, and I will simply ask that the department file those with our office rather than everyone exchanging the same documents. That doesn't achieve any efficiency. However, if you intend to introduce any document that is not part of the record, that must be exchanged on that, if you're an appellant, on that July 11th date with all other parties by email. All right, 1 week later, July 18th, the department and the applicant will have the same duty to file their witness and exhibit lists and exchange exhibits that are not already part of the record for the application. Does anyone not have access to the record? Am I wrong in my assumption that everyone has access to that already and already has those documents? Anyone need access to that record that does not have it already?
Just to clarify, is that what was emailed to all of us with our case number?
I doubt it. Our office, the Office of Hearing Examiner, does not handle giving you copies of everything that's in the record for the application. You may have, so I don't know what you were emailed by whom, but that you're referring to, but any notices from our office would not have included copies of plans, director's decision, et cetera. That's what the record is. And there is no record until we get to the hearing. There's a record of the application itself, and that's what's being referred to. Then there will be a hearing record that will be established at hearing. And so right now we're talking about the application record. And so if you've seen the decision, you have the decision number, that should be all available online to you. And I'm confirming now whether anyone does not have that access.
I believe we have the decision and the notice of decision. I don't know that we have full application from the applicant to the city.
Okay.
Mr. Sager, if I may, in prior departure appeals, we have had the city file a core document prior to filing of the witness and exhibit list. That may be helpful in this situation.
Yeah, I think that's where I was headed with it. I just wanted to see if everyone just had it already, but it sounds like maybe not. Okay. All right, we will address that in that manner. Ms. Goddard, I will include the department to file the document on sign or documents as the application record in this case. Do you have any questions about that?
When would you like us? Would you like us before July 11th?
Yeah, let's do that before the 11th, so everybody knows what to refer to and what's there. Let's say, well, there's a holiday weekend. Do you want to do it before the holiday or after?
Before is easy enough.
Okay. Then how about June 30th?
Very good. And for the other, sorry if I can just interrupt, for the other appellants, the record that I'll be sending is what is in the project file on the city website. So you can look in advance. They're called attachments from the outside coming into that. So there's not too many. Thank you.
All right. We have a schedule set for hearing. I'm going to go back through our dates. Please let me know if these comport with what you have in your notes. We have the department filing core documents from the record. Will be June 30th, Friday, June 30th. Our next deadline will be Tuesday, July 11th, for appellants to file their witness and exhibit lists and copies of exhibits. Same obligation for the department and the applicant is July 18th, and then we all join for hearing on July 25th, 26th, and 27th. Are any of those dates not what we discussed, and or are there any other dates that need to be set as part of the pre-hearing conference? Okay. Hearing none, that is our schedule.
Jackie, you need to unmute. It looks like you're talking.
I have a question. Can I
yes.
ask it?
Yes.
Sorry, this is so late in the game, but let's say that I wanted to have an attorney representing me. And it's possible that one other appellant would be included with that representation. By what date would you need to know that?
There isn't a rule governing that. You can have an attorney could theoretically sign up the day of the hearing. They're not going to be particularly well prepared, but could. So the sooner you get them, the better. The attorney will understand the process for that, but just so you know, what they, he or she will do at that point will be to file a notice of appearance, and a copy of that notice of appearance by your attorney will be sent to all other parties and filed with the hearing examiner. And so we'll know at that time that you have an attorney.
Okay, and it would be appropriate for them to maybe represent two of us here? That would be okay, right?
That's entirely at your discretion. I don't govern that or control it. I've certainly seen that in the past, where multiple parties are represented by a single attorney. Sometimes people like to come in and do it themselves. It's not uncommon for you in those cases that you, instead of being a representative for yourself, you then become witness that's called by the attorney.
Okay.
All of that I leave to the parties so that you have free reign to conduct your case as you wish.
Thank
you. Mr. Attorney Senator, I have a question too.
Yes, Rebecca.
If one of us went to mediation, I don't really have a good sense of how long the time that might take and if that would derail the schedule.
It seems unlikely at this time. Because we have a hearing at the end of July, if that desire to proceed with mediation were acted on early, there's ample time for a mediation to be set and conducted before the hearing. The challenge you all have, of course, is the number of parties, the multiple appellants. But one thing you have is that the applicant's firm is well versed in handling mediations and litigation, and the department certainly participated in those, so they can be quickly responsive to your requests. But how many of the appellants participate, whether they're would be in my mind just the off the cuff challenge review that I would see for you all to have, but certainly worth pursuing if you need. And certainly short of me. You can, when I was in private practice, I always asked if people had picked up the phone and called each other. It's surprising how many things get resolved that way.
Okay.
Did Just a quick note for the parties, a couple procedural items. We have, again, we've set dates for the appellant and witness lists. The witness and exhibit list themselves, do list yourselves, your witness, do list any documents you will refer to. Even if they are not exhibits you're going to exchange with each other, you will need to list the exhibits you intend to refer to. Again, there's examples of those on the website. Those lists are filed with the Office of Hearing Examiner, meaning you use our the e-file site that you use for your case. The exhibits themselves, if you are using any outside of the core documents that Ms. Goddard will file with our office, are filed by email. Unfortunately, our case system cannot handle exhibits as well as the other documents, so you will file those by email with our office, and the email will be included in the pre-hearing order that I will issue. You will serve, meaning filing is filing things with our office, serving is to give things to other parties. You will serve your lists and copies of any exhibits that are not part of the core document record on each other by email. And then lastly, for the hearing, again, yes, you have the option to appear in person. The sooner you let us know on that, the better. We can be ready for it. We unfortunately don't have many people taking advantage of it anymore. So it's just helpful for getting you onto the floor where we're at. But I would welcome it, and you will receive an invitation to, similar to this pre-hearing conference to participate by remote Zoom. Again, there will be pre-hearing orders that will issue with these instructions in them. Are there any questions about the procedure for the hearing, or otherwise that we can address as part of the pre-hearing conference today? Very good. I think we've wrapped it all up then. I look forward to seeing you all at hearing on Tuesday, July 25th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.